You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Hello world, here's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy.
We have a dream, we go traveling together. We spread a little love and then we'll keep moving on. Something always happens whenever we're together. We get a happy feeling when we're singing a song.
Traveling along, there's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy. Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
Something always happens whenever we're together. We get a happy feeling when we're singing a song.
Traveling along, there's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy.
Happy Friday. Welcome to Breathe and Bounce. It's Michael here with you on a show that's dedicated on making your life better. Isn't that what it said in the Lake in the Hills magazine? So today's a special day. It is September the 1st, and I've been talking a little bit about this on social media, on the website, that we have a new segment that we are starting today here on Breathe and Bounce. So, you know, one of the things about yoga is there are a lot of people out there that might want to do it alone. Some people might want to do it, you know, in their bedroom. Maybe you go to the park, do it by yourself. Maybe you have a workout room. Maybe you have a gym. But if you really want to get the essence of practicing yoga and catching some energy, studio is where it's at. You can get together with 5, 10, 15, 20, sometimes even more people, and the energy is contagious. The community is awesome, and it's just there's something special about it. So what I want to do is I want to help, you know, give you ideas of places you can practice at. Now, I'm not really in, you know, I'm not trying to push anyone here, but I want to feature places. So once a month, at the beginning of every month, we are going to feature a yoga studio. And we're just going to tell you a little bit about what they offer. We'll give you a little insight into the owner and things of that nature. When I first started practicing in 2016, I was in a pretty dark place. And it was this person who helped me really see yoga for what it was. See, I tried yoga maybe one or two times before that, and I wasn't really getting it. But this time, I got it. And I got it so much, I got addicted, and I started going to all her classes. And her name is Nancy Myers. And she used to teach over a lifetime, and now she has her own shop. And her shop is Happy Hour Yoga, which is located in Crystal Lake. So Nancy's coming on the show here, and this is very exciting for me. It's a huge honor for me. It's just big. And it's like whenever you have a chance to give back and tell someone that they had such a positive influence in your life, you should. And I would tell you, listening to this, if someone had a very positive impact in your life, don't wait. Just tell them. The first chance you get, tell them. And Nancy definitely had a positive impact in my life. And one of the things I'll tell you about Nancy, as far as her being a teacher, she's just great. I remember one time we were doing, I can't remember exactly what pose, because it's happened so many times, but just to kind of give you an idea of the kind of teacher and person she is. She's like, okay, crescent lunge. You can lift your knee off the ground, or you don't have to. It's just, you know, it's just like, wow, that's so cool. You know, she's not putting any kind of requirement on me. I can just do this. And if I screw it up, it's going to be okay. And she will challenge you, though. And she will give you a lot of great guidance. And I just feel like it's nice when someone doesn't, you know, make you feel like you have to hit every pose. And I think that's the essence of happy hour in general is, and you'll hear about this here when we talk, because I'm sure it's going to come up, but I just feel like it is just such a nice place, and it's beautifully lit up. It's just the place looks wonderful inside. So that's our pick for this month, and we're going to talk to Nancy here in just a minute, but first we're going to hear another song about being happy, since we're all about happy hour here on Breathe and Bounce today.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. When the morning comes and we see what we've become, in the cold light of day we're aflame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back, 'cause with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that the story ends. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile, but no, that means I'll have to leave. I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. When the evening falls and I'm left there with my thoughts, and the image of you being with someone else, well, it's eating me up inside. But we ran our course, we pretended we're okay. Now if we jump together, at least we can swim far away from the wreck we made. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile, but no, that means I'll have to leave. I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. So I'll go, I will go, go, go. So I'll go, I will go, go, go. Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. Even though I might not like this, I think that you'll be happier. I want you to be happier. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me.
When you do yoga, the goal is to get happy. And when you think of happy, you think of a nice little place in Crystal Lake called Happy Hour Yoga. And
You know what the coolest thing is about this place? Not only is the ambience really relaxing and inviting, they have a happy yoga teacher, and that would be Nancy Myers. Hi, Nancy. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I am great. I am so excited that you are going to be featured as our first yoga studio of the month. You know, it's funny because I'll go back to the parallel. The first time I did yoga, well, it wasn't the first time, but the first time I really did yoga was with you. You were teaching. You were teaching me at Lifetime, and then I just started coming to your class like every week, Thursday nights.
Yeah.
Every week, and it was absolutely amazing, and it's kind of shaped me into the yogi that I am today.
That's awesome.
So
I love my Thursday nights at Lifetime.
It's yes.
Fun.
Yes, and you have Thursday nights here too. And
I
you,
do.
You even play the bowls. But isn't that Thursday nights you usually
yep,
have the bowls
Thursday
going?
Nights, sometimes on Sunday nights.
Yes, but we'll get into that a little bit later. First, I want to ask you what I ask everyone. What brought you to start doing yoga?
My brother, his wife, is a yoga teacher in California. And he said he was doing it with her. And he said, you're going to love this. And he gave me a DVD to try. He said, I think you're going to really like yoga. So I tried the DVD, and I don't know why, but I think it was just coincidentally. I got a terrible, horrible headache, and I never did it again. I'm like, threw the DVD over my shoulder. I'm like, nope, I do not like this. And then I pulled it out again maybe a year later, and I started doing it and other DVDs just at home in my own house, and I'm like, I do like this. And then a friend of mine dragged me into a class at Lifetime, my first one, and I'm like, no, I don't want
another headache.
Yeah, but I was like just nervous to be in the class with people who knew what they were doing, and I had just done DVDs, but I went and I loved it, and it turned out to be the first, just the workout part of it was the only workout I had that I took that I actually looked forward to going to. So that's what I got. I liked it because you start laying down usually,
mm-hmm.
and you end up laying down. I can do anything. I can do anything that starts laying down and ends up laying down. So I love the workout part of it, and then I just started getting into all the rest.
And you've been practicing for quite a long time now.
Yes, my son is 17, and I started. I think I did that one DVD before he was born, and then I pulled it back out.
So it's been about 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
But then you got into teaching.
And then like a few years later, I took the training just because I loved it. I was never going to teach a class. I just loved everything about it. And I wanted to learn more. So I took the training through Lifetime and I loved it. When I was finished, my family was like, you're not going to teach. You did all of that and you're not going to teach. So I tried it and I liked it. And I did another training through Lifetime. I went to Costa Rica and did a training, and I just kept just
soaking it all. You went to Costa Rica and did a training.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you learn in Costa Rica that Lifetime was unable to provide?
That seemed to be more about, it was yoga and life training. So it was more about taking a handful of us were already teachers and were taking the training. So
okay.
The people who weren't training went over here and did some of the, you know, the physical hatha parts of yoga. And the rest of us, we were doing kind of our own thing, but it was much more about putting the philosophy of yoga into your life.
Gotcha. So
that really started. That was my favorite. I loved it.
Yes, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, with Lifetime, you get the nuts and bolts, and you learn a lot of cool things. But when you go out of the country and experience.
And there was no phones for 11 days. I'm like, I can't go. If there's no phones, I can't go. And his name's Eric Pascal. He's like, why? What's going to happen? And I'm like, well, I don't know. But then I did it and I loved it. And nothing happened and it was great. It was just about shutting down. And Lifetime does a lot of the philosophy. They teach you all about it. This mm-hmm. was more about how to put it into your actual life and use it to make yourself a little more calm, peaceful, content, and happy.
So you went to Lifetime. Got involved in yoga, loved it, became a teacher.
Yeah.
And now you have this nice studio here.
Yeah. I taught a class here before it was happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Pilates studio.
Okay.
And they had a little bit of yoga. And then the owner said she's moving to Florida. Would I buy her yoga studio or her Pilates studio?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no way. I won't. Don't want to do that. And then I thought about it, and I talked to my brother, you know, and his wife, who is a yoga teacher. And I figured, you know, there's a way to do it without consuming myself completely into it and taking myself away from my kids. So I decided to do it, and I bought it, and here we are today. Now it's half and half, yoga and Pilates.
I'm starting to see a theme here. I feel like you don't want to do something and you get pulled into it. It's kind of like, I don't want to do the yoga. I got the DVD, got a headache. I'm not doing it. Oh, teaching. Oh, I don't want to teach. What am I thinking? I'm getting teaching. Go to Costa Rica. I'm going to lose my phones. No phones.
That's but exactly then you go. Right. No, looks like
studio. No.
I actually, with the studio, I probably, if I would have known how much work it was, I wouldn't have done it, but I'm glad.
So it's been a lot of work.
It's constantly, like, it's 24 hours a day.
Really?
I mean, it's just always you're thinking about, I'm sure any business is like that.
Well, yeah, it is.
Constantly thinking about it, and what can I do more, and I have to do this, and I better get, you know, it's just always on my mind constantly.
Tell me a little bit about, like, the development of the studio. One of the things I love about your studio is just, like, the kind of, like, the theme you have here. You got these wonderful, sheets. The colors you use are just really welcoming. I also am very partial to blues myself, so that's it. But did you give, like, any thought to the way you designed this and everything?
Well, the old owner loved Tiffany blue, so it was already that color.
Okay.
And I like that little seafoam green in here. Like,
mm-hmm.
I love the seafoam green, and I'm like, does that even go together? And I'm like, it's going to somehow. And it had no walls here. It was just it's a really long, great big room. So I just hung the curtains with the lights in them to make two walls to separate the yoga from the Pilates and a little area to walk into. So I didn't have enough money to build walls.
Yeah, it's
so I just did what I could do.
It's still very nice though, because you got the yoga on one side, you got the Pilates on the other. I can't believe you got, like, what, 7 or 8 machines back there? Is
eight
it?
Pilates machines.
Wow.
Yeah. And those are like hard metal machines. I just didn't want to look at them during yoga.
Of course not.
So I wanted to be soft, even though we had those machines. So it worked out okay. It's nice when, for yoga, we turn off all the lights and shut the black curtain, so it's very dark.
Yes.
And quiet, but then we have the little lights in the curtain, so.
When you first opened up the studio, what was the first thought or feeling that came to your mind?
When I opened up the yoga studio?
Yes.
Well, I was excited about it, but nervous about it because, you know, what if it didn't work? A lot of people who were, you know, Julie Williams is the old owner and everyone loved her. So everybody loved her and she was very
Pilates. So you had to fill some shoes pretty much.
I had to fill some shoes that I couldn't fill because I'm not a Pilates person.
Exactly.
You know, so a lot of people left because they missed Julie. And I mean, she even tried and said, just give her the chance. But a lot of people left and that's okay. That's the way it goes. I just had to be patient. And my teacher, Eric, is always, I told him, you know, I was a little nervous, and he said, Nancy, just be the lake. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Be the lake?
Like, just be the lake. A lake doesn't have to try. It's just the lake. It feeds the animals. People live in it. Animals come and drink from it. It just is a lake. So just be the lake, and it will, they'll come.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, that was like one of the best pieces of advice
I've ever totally blown away.
Yeah. He said, just. So now whenever, like, classes get a little low, it's summertime, I'm like, just keep teaching. Just be the lake and people will
That's
come.
So cool.
Yeah.
What other things do you offer here as far as your yoga goes? I know you pretty much have your typical yoga classes. You've got your flow, your fast flow, slow flow, yin and all that. You have events and things like that here that you do as well, correct?
Yeah. We have all those, you know, regular classes like Ashtanga and Vinyasa and Yin, but almost always we slow it down a little in the summer because people just want to be outside doing their own thing in the summer. But now they're starting to come back up again. Like we have tonight, we have Glow Flow. So it's neon lights. It's everything's blacked out and we have all the, what are they called? Black lights on. Mm-hmm. And we're neon and we're going to do a fun fast flow. And in a couple weeks, we're going to do it's called Shut Up and Be Kind. It's an event outside where we focus on karma yoga and being kind during our yoga class. It's at the Lincoln Farmstead. And we're bringing back our yoga and acupuncture classes in October, November, and December. Jackie does some breath work. Yoga Nidra
I will say real quick, I have experienced some of those breath work sessions with Jackie. She's amazing.
Yeah, we did breath work and bowls last week or a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a part where I didn't have to play the bowls, so I laid down and I just did it with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like in and out, like I was like drifting in and out of some strange world. It was really cool.
Yeah, it really is amazing. And then I think you're the only yoga studio that I've seen do this. You got the headphones.
Yes, we have headphones. So like for Glow Yoga, we'll use the headphones. So you'll be able to hear my voice and the music. You can turn it up and down with this little knob. And well, we have a dentist office next door and a financial office on the other side of us. And they never complain ever about the music, because we do turn it up in some of the classes. But this Glow Flow, it's like tonight it's going to be Madonna, the Go-Go's.
Oh,
and
you got an 80s theme going, huh?
Yeah, so they can turn it up as loud as they want in their own ears and sing in the room and sound ridiculous with no music. So
you were talking about playing the bowls early.
Yeah.
What brought you to learning how to play the bowls?
My kids got me one bowl for Christmas or something. And then I bought a Tibetan bowl from Kenny when he was here, Kenny Coulter, who plays mm-hmm. the bowls. I bought one from him, and then I bought another one from him. And then I just kind of really started liking it. And then I just started buying them and playing them and adding them a little bit to the end. Then I downloaded a certification and I went through that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really got into playing the bowls, and I love it. And people seem to really like it. A lot of people come on Sunday nights and Thursday yeah. nights for that.
Yeah, definitely. The bowls are, it's just very relaxing, especially after you do the let go practice. I just think it's a great way just to zone out for yeah. 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah, so
or
we
whatever.
Do the in for 40 minutes about, and then mm-hmm. we do bowls, just only bowls
yeah.
for 20. Really
but
nice.
What has been, in your opinion, been the best thing about opening up Happy Hour? What has been like the thing you're most proud of?
All the people who come here. It's 100%. It's just the nicest group of people that come here. Like when a new person comes, I don't really even have to do anything. Everybody else is, oh, it's your first time. Oh, you're going to love it. Don't be nervous. It's just the friendships that are formed, and everybody comes here for the first time for yoga or for Pilates. And then everybody keeps coming because it's just a group of friends getting together every day. It's absolutely the friendships I've made and the friendships I've seen grow. It's just the greatest, honestly, it's really just the greatest group.
It's happy hour.
Yeah, it's so nice.
It's like getting together and having a couple of drinks. Instead, you're just stretching
sometimes
out.
Sometimes we have some
That's
drinks.
True. You do. You do. What,
we
what,
had a little
what
margarita at the
what,
end, maybe.
Oh, my God. I can't remember what you called it. It was such a cool name. You said something about, I think it was flowing margaritas or something like that. I forgot what you said, but I was like, I want to call
that. You'll never wait in loneliness. You came and ran all of your love into my love. You dreamed to me a clear vision of happiness. Reality can never ever be.
like to thank Nancy Myers for coming on the show. Happy Hour Yoga, that is our studio of the month. You can find out more about them by going to their website, which is happyhour.yoga. And we'll put a link on the Breathe and Bounce website as well. Next month, we'll have another one. And next week, business as usual here on Breathe and Bounce. Just want to say thank you for listening. Be well, be happy, be peaceful. Namaste.